Well, back in 2005, we started noticing changes in her behaviour. Of course, her memory was going, and we put that down to age, but she had false memories. She would imagine she'd been to places and done things that we knew she hadn't. There was a loss of sharpness, if I can put it that way. She was a bit more slow on the uptake. She lost the point of jokes, and she would tend to hijack a conversation and take it in a different direction.
It must have been upsetting to see that happen.
And back then, we had no idea what it was. We didn't know anything about dementia. Dementia had a far lower profile then in the public knowledge, if you like, than it does now. So it was a few years before we really recognised it and understood what it was.
What did you initially put it down to?
I suppose just the ageing process. And then I suppose my real worry was triggered by she got ill once. I didn't know she was in pain. She had a sudden gallbladder problem. She went into hospital. She was very confused. She couldn't remember what her name was. I really thought there was something seriously wrong then. And I think that was the point at which I did some research. I asked around. I discovered the Alzheimer's Society, to whom I should be very grateful for the rest of my life for all the knowledge and help they've given. And I pushed for a diagnosis with the GP. I pushed for a referral to a clinic. And that's what I got eventually. So finally, in 2008, she got a diagnosis of vascular and Alzheimer's disease.
What was that like when you finally got that diagnosis?
Well, in a sense, it was a relief because we knew a bit more what was going on. But we still, at the time, felt a little bit lost, didn't really know too much about it. And that's when I had to seek help, really. As I say, I went to the Alzheimer's Society. I got a lot of information and support from them. I joined a local carers group in Epsom, which was very, very useful and put me in touch with other people in a similar situation, looking after loved ones, husbands, wives, mothers, etc., with dementia, so we could share our experience and learn from one another.
How did your mum react to the diagnosis?
She didn't understand it. She didn't accept it. I did try explaining to her, but she would forget. She wouldn't really appreciate what was wrong with her, and that's pretty common. You get quite a lot of high-profile cases in the news of people who can accept the fact and understand that they've got dementia and can talk about it. But for an awful lot of people, that doesn't happen, and that's very sad.
And it must be very challenging at times, because obviously this is somebody you love, but I mean, I imagine as the disease progresses, their behaviour can be quite difficult to handle.
It can be. There have been times when my mother has been almost aggressive. She's in a care home. She's in a very good care home. She's in Linden House in Epsom. And I'm very pleased that she's there. But it's been a rocky road in some ways. It's had its up. Well, my mother's had her ups and downs, let's put it that way. And she's now got to the stage where there's very little conversation. She's losing her language, words escape her, she can't concentrate for very long, so although she was a great reader, she can't read books anymore. And there's that loss of capability that you would expect from somebody her age. So it's a very sad experience.
It must be heartbreaking for you, Kathy.
It is. It's very sad to see her like this. She's become, people talk about them becoming a different person. Well, she's still my mum. I still recognise her, and she still recognises me most of the time. But she has changed enormously, and that's quite hard to live with.
Yeah. I've heard people describe it as almost like a bereavement. You know, you've lost the person you once knew.
That's right, you do feel like that. In a sense, I feel that a part of her has died, and when she eventually goes, I don't know how I'm going to cope with the grieving process. Will there be the normal grieving process, or will I already feel I've lost her? That's what I can't answer at the moment, I'm afraid.
You say she still recognises you most of the time. does that mean there are occasions when she's not sure of who you are?
There have been, yes, when she thinks I'm a worker in the care home.
Oh, God, how is that for you? I mean, that must just be really quite strange.
I suppose when you've been living with it for 10 years, I suppose I learned to expect that, and I know it's nothing that I can blame her for.
No.
You have to put yourself in her position, the position of somebody who's lost her memory, whose brain is deteriorating, if you like. She's losing all those resources that she had. So you just have to shrug it off, really, and not worry about it. And you do toughen up a little.
Yeah, and it's good in a way that you are able to laugh about it, because, you know, I imagine there have been times where laughter is the only thing that's kind of got you through.
Exactly. There are not a lot of laughs in dementia, but there have been amusing occasions. Yes, you just have to do your best and get through it. My aunt and my uncle, yes. Now, sadly, my uncle died 18 months ago, but my aunt, who's 94, who's 9 years older than my mother, does have some vascular dementia. So she's at an earlier stage, and hopefully it won't progress. Not every case is the same. They don't all progress in the same way. Mm. And she's very lively, very sociable, very talkative, can still read the newspaper, can still comment on current affairs. But she does have an extremely short-term memory. And, you know, other things go as well. She was always a very tidy woman, but now she's often untidy. Sometimes there's a lack of personal care going on there. You know, she doesn't notice when she needs to change her clothes, things like that. So she does need a lot of support and help. And indeed, she is now in the same care home with my mother.
Mm. Seeing as there are members of your family, more than one, who have suffered with dementia, this is a really difficult question, but do you worry that it might happen to you?
Of course I do. I think about that a lot. But there's no point in worrying about it. If it happens, it happens. I'm just hoping that the research will progress as quickly as possible and there may be a cure in the future.
Yeah, here's hoping. I mean, obviously we all forget things from time to time. We can be absent-minded. I mean, if you do happen to forget something, do you kind of instantly think, oh, is this it? Is this a sign?
There's a tendency to feel like that, yes, but I think it is natural to become more forgetful as you're older.
Yeah.
They say the true test is that if you think you've forgotten something and then somebody gives you the answer, as it were, and you think, oh yes, I remember that, that's okay. It's when you can't remember things, even when somebody reminds you, explains to you, that can be more worrying.
Mm.
So far that hasn't happened to me, but I hope that if and when I get dementia, and I hope it doesn't happen, that I'm going to be able to recognise it and deal with it at the time and prepare for it, really.
Mm. In terms of caring for people with dementia, I know there were sort of two different schools of thought on it. So, for example, if somebody thinks that they're, you know, still young or still living where they used to live or still have a young baby or whatever it might be, there are some people who think that you should kind of go with that. So rather than say to the person suffering dementia, oh no, you're confused, you don't live there anymore, you're no longer a nurse, or whatever it is they think, that you should just kind of go with the flow and be led by them. And of course there are others who say, well, that's slightly patronising, and actually you should point out the fact that what they're saying isn't correct and that they are confused. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I'm with a former group from experience. In the early days when I didn't understand what my mum's problems were, I was constantly contradicting her. That would upset her. I would correct her every time she got something wrong. I would nag. I was awful to her, really. I didn't mean to be. I didn't understand.
Of course.
But I did find from experience and from learning that advice from others that actually if you do go with the flow, if it's not important, don't argue about it.
Mm.
If it makes her happy just to say, yes, we did that, yes, that happened, yes, it was last week, just go with it. And they will be happier. It's not about you, it's about them. It's doing the best for them. But I've had a lot of experience of looking at care homes over the years, trying to prepare for for my aunt's situation, I didn't have time to look very hard when it came to putting my mother into a care home. But I did have more time with my aunt. But in the end, we got her settled in at Linden House, and she actually said to me the other day, "I feel at home here."
Aww,
and that's the best you can wish for,
isn't it? Obviously, that is a very difficult decision for a loved one to make, for a family member. You know, when you decide the time has come that they need to go into a home, was it something that tore you up a bit?
It did. That was very tough. And in my mother's case, it happened because she had a fall. She got whisked off to hospital. Tests were done. She was anemic. Oxygen levels were low. Underweight. She ended up spending 7 to 8 weeks in hospital, trying to get her back on an even keel. And the advice I got from the services in the hospital was that it might be worth considering going into a care home, because she would be at risk if she were at home, even with care coming into the home. And we had no time at all. We were given something like 2 to 3 weeks' notice of her discharge.
Wow. So you had to find a care home in that.
So we had to find a care home very quickly. We did have the free services of an agent used by the hospital, who would draw up a list of care homes with vacancies that might be suitable. And they did that. So we had about 5 or 6 to quickly rush round and have a look at. But I didn't really know too much about care homes at that stage. And so it was quite a difficult process.
Mm. And what about the cost implication?
Well, of course, the cost implications are significant. I think currently people can spend about $33,000-$34,000 in the southeast on a year on care home fees.
A lot of money to find.
It is indeed, and my mother has exhausted most of her savings now, so she is supported by Surrey County Council. And long may that continue. But it is a difficult decision, putting somebody into a care home, and you have to think carefully about what their needs are, and also you have to think about yourself, I think, and what you can do.
This has obviously had a huge impact on your life. How has your life changed since your mother got this diagnosis?
Well, in many ways, I feel responsible for her now in a way that I hadn't done before. And it's taken up a lot of time for myself and my husband, who's been a great support in all this, and I suppose it's had an impact on our lives, yes, because of the time and because of the emotional strain. But you know, we're happy to help my mum, to see her settled in and to still give her the support that she needs. And the same for my aunt. It's just something you do, isn't it?
Sounds a bit like role reversal in a way. You've almost become the parent.
I've almost become the parent.
Yeah.
And as I don't have children, that was a new experience for
yes,
me.
I'm sure.
Yes, it's not always been easy, but you just have to get on and do it. And as I said before, I'm really grateful to the help and support that the Alzheimer's Society have given. And I would recommend that anybody who has a relative with dementia, or even if they haven't yet got a diagnosis, the first thing is to get a diagnosis. That will help. But you need to get support from an organisation like the Alzheimer's Society. They can tell you lots more about it. They have enormous number of guidance notes, fact sheets on just about any subject associated with dementia. And they have an excellent guidance note on how to search for a care home. So if you think that's the way that you're heading, that you will be looking for a care home in the future, it's the earlier you start to look, the better. I can't emphasise that enough.
Cathy, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Cathy Walters from Epsom.